In my last two sessions, I've spoken to you of biblical eldership.
Nah, dua sesi abdi kapengker, abdi parantos nyeros, kasaderek ngenaan kokolot numutkan Alkitab.
I've taught from the scriptures that in each local church there should be saints and deacons and elders.
Abdi parantos ngawulang, tina pangatika gusti, yang setiap gereja lokal, sakadana ayah jalmi suci, diaken sarang kokolot.
I have taught how these elders are put into position.
Abdi parantos ngawulang, kumah kokolot ia nginginkan kadudukanana.
They are placed there by an appointment, not by an
election.
I've emphasized the fact that there should be several elders in each local church.
I've
gone into detail concerning the job assignment of a local elder. I taught concerning the relationship of the saints in the church to the eldership of the church.
Adi parantos ngawulangkeun hubungan jalmi-jalmi suci di gereja sareng kokolot gereja.
I've also taught concerning the relationship of the elders to the senior minister in the local church.
Adi parantos ngawulang hubungan para kokolot sareng pandeta senior di gereja lokal.
Today I would like to speak concerning the qualifications for a person becoming an elder in a local church.
Inten ya abdi bade nyarios ngenaan syarat-syarat kangge jalmi nu bari janten kokolot gereja lokal.
In 1 Peter 5, the apostle Peter identified himself as an elder.
Dina hiji Petrus 5, Rasul Petrus ngaidentifikasi salirana salaku saurang kokolot.
He further gave instructions to those who were elders in the church.
Anjana masian petunjuk-petunjuk kanu janten kokolot di gereja.
He taught them that they must be examples to the believers.
Anjeunna ngajarkeun yen aranjeunna teh kedah janten tuladan kanggo jalmi percanten.
An elder is a leader in the church.
Saurang kokolot teh saurang pamimpin di gereja.
And if he is a leader, then he must have followers.
Pami anjeunna saurang pamimpin, anjeunna ngagaduhan pangiring.
And these followers will oftentimes imitate his lifestyle.
Pangiringna ieu bales nurutan gaya hirupna.
Each Christian is supposed to keep his eyes on the Lord.
Seorang Kristen diharapkan nunjukkan socana ka Gusti Yesus.
But they have under shepherds that they are relating to, and they keep their eyes on them also.
Hayang jeuna aya di hadapan gembala-gembala nu kakait sareng nunjukkan socana ka nyalira.
So the Lord has some strict qualifications for those who are coming into eldership.
Dan Gusti ngagaduhan sabaraha syarat anu ketat kanggo anu bade lebet ka jajaran kokolot.
In a few moments, I will be reading extensive portions of Scripture.
Dina sabaraha menit abdi bade ngaos seueur bagian tina pangandika Gusti.
I want to remind you that these qualifications are written in the Bible and not of my own origin.
Abdi bade ngimutkeun sadayak yang syarat-syarat ieu diserat dina Alkitab sareng sanes karangan abdi nyalira.
These qualifications are not just those that have been written up by a church board somewhere.
Syarat-syarat ia sanes diserat ku pengurus gereja di hiji tempat.
We believe that the word of God is inspired by the Spirit of God.
Abis persadaya percanten pangandika Gusti diilhaman ku Roh Allah.
And we believe that this portion concerning elder qualifications is likewise very much inspired.
Abis percanten bagian ngenaan syarat-syarat kokolot diilhaman pisan.
I'd like to draw your attention to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 7.
Abdi bade narik perhatosan sadere ka 1 Timotius pasal 3 ayat 1 dugi ka 7.
1 Timothy 3 verse 1.
1 Timotius 3 ayat 1.
Here is a trustworthy saying: if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
Aya kacapangan anu kacida kenana. Hayang jadi pamimpin teh cita-cita anu katida mulyana.
Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife,
ahli kana ngatik,
temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach.
Sebab pamimpin jemaah teh temenang aya cacat celana, kudu setia ka bojos, titih jeung rintih, daek nyaliksik diri, tartib, adab, akuan ka tatamu.
Not given to much wine, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money.
Ulah nyandu ka inuman, teu meunang kutus, asem budi, kudu somea, kudu daik akur jeng ngakurken tur ulah piduit.
He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect.
Kudu bisa ngamudi rumah tanggana, bisa ngawarah tur tipi adrih ku anak.
If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
Umamin tiasa ngamudikan rumah tanggana, kumaha tiasa ngurus jamaah Gusti.
He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
Sebab dia tatela jalma anu kakara abus jadi murid Gusti mah teu meunang diangkat jadi pamimpin. Dibisi unggah adat anu atukna kependon sanasib jeung iblis.
He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
Di luaran jemaah oge ngaranna teh kudu sengit ulah aya anu bireuk sangkan ulah menang pangnangtang anu atukna bisa ngaleok ka babas setan.
I would also like to read from the book of Titus, the first chapter, verses 5 through 9.
Abdi ge hayang ngaos dina Titus pasal 1 ayat 5 dugi ka 8.
Titus 1:5.
Titus 1 ayat 5.
The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you.
Matak anjeun ditinggalkeun di pulo Kreta teh geus memeres jeung ngurus hanca, kudu ngangkat kokolot pikeun jamaah di unggal-unggal tempat, dasana kudu nurutkeun pituduh sim kuring teh.
An elder must be blameless, the husband of but one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient.
Kudu diangkat teh anu mulus kalakuanana, anu teu nyandung, anu anak-anakna balager, anu taya cawat dadana, anu tara ngabarandel.
Since an overseer is entrusted with God's work, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain.
Sebab jeung pamimpin jemaah teh manggul papancen ti Allah, teu meunang yen codeka, teu meunang gumede, panas baran, mabok, teu kaopan haweut.
Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined.
Kudu darede, bilu kanu hade, sabar, adil, ikhlas, lantip.
He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
Kana ajaran sajati luyu jeung pangajaran nu geus katarima tah kolot nu kieu nu baris bisa nerapkeun ajaran sajati teh nu baris bisa ngahatian jemaahna tur wani nerapkeun kasalahan-kasalahan jelema anu boga tekad ngalawan.
It's presumed that the elder has already covered the basics.
Kita kokolot parantos nedunan syarat-syarat dasarna.
Obviously it must be a saved person.
Jelas kedah jalmi anu parantos diselametkeun.
It's very important that he be a praying person.
Riogi pisan anjeunna teh jalmi anu resep neuneuda.
It's also very important that he be a man of the word of God.
Hirupna salalu sareng pangandika Gusti.
This list of qualifications is indeed very restrictive.
Daftar syarat ieu teh terbatas pisan.
God wants excellent people to become elders in his church. There's a list of things that he must be and do.
Aya hiji daftar hal anu kedah janten sareng dilakukeun.
Likewise, there are many things he must not be and not do.
Patosna aya seueur hal anu henteu kinging janten sareng teu.
There are about 28 different qualifications written in these two portions of scripture.
Kana kita aya 28 syarat anu diserat dina dua bagian pangadeka ieu.
I have for clarity broken them down under headings.
Pas langkung jelas abdi ngabagina dina handapan judul-judul ieu.
I would like to speak concerning his character traits.
Abdi bade nyaraos ngeunaan sipatna.
And concerning his family traits.
Ngeunaan sipat-sipat kulawargana.
And concerning his abilities.
Ngeunaan katiasa-katiasana.
I might say this concerning this portion of the Word of God.
Tarabi ieu numutkeun bagian pangadika Gusti.
That even though it's presumed that men of God will have gifts of the Spirit operating in their life.
Tos dianggap pamegat Allah baris ngagaduhan karunia-karunia roh anu dinyatakeun dina kahirupanana.
It does not say he must have certain gifts operating to be an elder.
Tadi caroskeun yen anjeunna kedah ngagaduhan karunia-karunia anu tangtu kanggo janten saurang kokolot.
Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 teaches concerning the gifts of the Spirit in our life that should be resident there.
Nah, Roma 12 sareng hiji Korinta ngawulangkeun karunia-karunia roh anu dinyatakeun dina hirupna.
I am convinced that most of the qualifications of an elder have to do with character rather than charisma.
Abdi yakin seueur syarat kokolot anu kaitana sareng sifat daripada karisma.
We believe that we should have charisma.
Urang percanten jeung saena mah urang ngagaduhan karisma.
We should have the charismatic gifts operating in our life.
Urang saena mah ngagaduhan karunia karisma nu lumaku dina kahirupan urang.
They're born out of the grace of God delivered into our own persons.
Anu kawitna ti anugerah Allah anu diteraskeun ka urang secara pribadi.
But I emphasize again, much is asserted here that is character that counts.
Aing abdi nekeun ka dieu, ieu seueur ditekenkeun di garisan ditegaskeun yang karakter eta leuwih penting.
So I'd like to go through a list of these character traits.
Dan abdi mari lebat kana daftar sifat-sifat karakter ieu.
And this is taken right from the words of scripture.
Jadi candak tina pangadega Gusti.
He must be above reproach and blameless.
Anjeunna kedah mulus kalakuanana.
He must be a man of absolute integrity.
Ngagaduhan kawasa.
He can't have a stain or spot upon his integrity.
Kawasana henteu cacat.
He's representing the perfect Lord Jesus Christ.
Kabagjaan Gusti Yesus Kristus nu sampurna.
And again, others will follow his example.
Sareng deui jalmi-jalmi sanes bakal tumut kana tuladana.
It says here he must have a good reputation among outsiders.
Disarukeun di dieu anjeunna kedah gaduh nami sae di luar jamaah.
Others in the outside might not agree with his Christianity.
Jalmi-jalmi di luar jamaah panginten teu setuju kana kekristenanana.
They might not even be Christians themselves.
Anjeunna panginten sanes orang Kristen.
But they still regard him as an honest man of integrity.
Aing aranjeunna masih ningali yen ieu jalmi teh jalmi leres sareng jujur.
If he's in business, he operates his business honestly.
Umpami anjeunna bisnis ngalakukeun bisnisna jujur.
In the community, he's known as a man who can be trusted.
Dilakukeunna dikenal salaku jalmi anu tiasa dipercanten.
The Bible teaches he should be a man respected even by those outside the church.
Alkitab ngawulang yang sekedahna anjeunna saurang pamengket anu dipihormat oke di saluaran gareja.
It's a grief to a local church to have an elder who has lost the respect of his neighbors.
Atak sedih kanggo hiji gareja lokal umpami ngagaduhan saurang kokolot anu teu dipihormat ku tatanggana.
It's grievous for a church to have elders charged with misbehavior.
Hiji kokolot anu dicap kalakuanana awon.
I go to the third character trait I have listed here.
Abdi bareus neraskeun kana sifat katilu anu parantos ku abdi didaftarkeun di dieu.
Some of these words are almost saying the same thing.
Sababaraha istilah ieu hampir sami hartosna.
I'd be there here to make it very, very plain.
Saya ieu di dieu kangge ngadamelna sederhana pisan.
The third word is respectable.
Sifat anu katilu nyaeta dipihormat.
The word of the Lord teaches that the people of God should respect the leadership.
Tangana Gusti ngawulang yan jalmi-jalmi sakedana ngahormat pangmimpin.
It makes it very difficult for them to respect someone who is not respectable.
Tetapisan ngahormat anu henteu pantes dihormat.
It's very difficult for them to honor someone who is not truly honorable.
Tetapisan sieun ka urang jalmi anu henteu pantes dipikasieun.
And so the elder must be respectable.
Janten kokolot kedah dipihormat.
The next word I use is the word temperate.
Kecap salajengna ku abdi digunakeun nyaeta kalem. Kecap sanesna nyaeta kedah saurang nu bijaksana.
Another word is that he's sober minded. He doesn't do things to extremes.
Henteu ngalakukeun hal-hal nu ekstrim.
The next word is the word disciplined.
Kecap satrasna nyaeta disiplin.
He's disciplined concerning his work habits.
Ajana disiplin dina pada malanana.
He's disciplined as to coming to church on time.
Disiplin ka gereja tepat waktu.
He's there for the elder meetings.
Anyana hadir dina rapat-rapat kokolot.
If there's a time of prayer in the church, he's there on time.
Aya jam doa di gereja, anjana dongkap tepat waktu.
The word of God says he must be disciplined.
Pangani Gusti ngadawuh, anjana kedah disiplin.
Other people that follow him must be also disciplined Christians.
Jalmi-jalmi sanes ngiring ka anjana kedah janten jalmi-jalmi Kristen anu disiplin.
And he disciplines his own children if he has children.
Disiplin putrana nyalira umpami gaduh putra.
So he himself must be a disciplined person.
Jadi anjena jalmi anu disiplin.
I pause to make this reflection.
Abdi di selanganku renungan ieu.
In our early days of our church, we didn't follow these character traits very carefully.
Di zaman-zaman ngawitan gereja abdi, abdi henteu ketat pisan numutkeun kana sipat-sipat ieu.
We learned by our mistakes that you have to adhere to these very minutely.
Abdi diajar tina kelepatan-kelepatan abdi dugi ka sadiriasa nyepengan ieu taliti pisan.
In the early days of our church we had not made a word study of these character traits.
Ingawitan gereja abdi abdi sadayana henteu diajar kana sipat-sipat ieu.
So unfortunately we made men elders who were not really qualified to be elders.
Tepat pisan netepkeun dina para kokolot anu henteu nadunan sarat janten kokolot.
So later on we harvested some real grief for having not adhered minutely to the scripture.
And then kapetik kasedian kumargi henteu nerapkeun pangalih Gusti anu taliti.
So if I speak strongly concerning this subject, I believe the word of God is strong concerning this subject.
Enten pami abdi nyarios tarik ngeunaan pokok ieu abdi percanten pangalih Gusti memang tarik ngeunaan pokok ieu.
And sometimes we learn things by our mistakes.
Kadang-kadang orang diajar hal-hal tina kelepatan-kelepatan orang.
Then, about 1980, 15 years ago, we studied these words very carefully.
Kita tahun 1880-an, 15 tahun kapengker abdi sadaya diajar pengantika ia tali tipisan.
From that time to this, things have gone a lot better in our church as we have adhered to the word of the Lord.
Di waktu seharita, hal-hal anu lumangsung saya di gereja, atas ningali kana pangadika Gusti.
So I urge you to receive this as from the Bible and not just from me.
Dan abdi ngatur urang sadaya kanggo nampi ieu tina Alkitab sanes tina diri abdi.
And hopefully you out there in the nations of the world hearing this will learn from my mistakes and not have to make your own.
Harapkeun di nagara-nagara di dunia ieu baris diajar tina kelepatan-kelepatan sareng henteu ngalakukeun kelepatan.
The sixth character trait I'd like to mention is self controlled.
Karakter kagenep anu bade disebatkeun ku abdi nyaeta ngandalian diri.
The Bible says an elder must be self controlled.
Alkitab nyaritakeun saurang kokot kedah tiasa ngandalian diri.
It doesn't even say God controlled.
Ieu henteu dijelaskeun ku Gusti ngadalikeun.
He should be God controlled.
Dikadalikeun ku Gusti.
He also must be self controlled.
Anjeunna kedah tiasa ngadalikeun dirina.
It doesn't even mean wife controlled.
Disebatkeun di kawasaan ku istrina.
I have a very wonderful wife and I believe she controls me.
Pan bocor luar biasa abdi percanten anjeunna ngadalikeun abdi.
I am the head of my home but she exercises a great deal of control.
Abdi teh kapala rumah tangga nanging anjeunna ngalakukeun seueur pang.
I listen to her because she's a woman of God.
Ngadangukeun pon bocor kumargi anjeun teh istri Allah.
She has an excellent ministry of preaching and teaching to women.
Pinter khotbah sareng ngajar kaum istri.
But this is not wife control.
Nanging sanes istri anu kawasa.
This is self control.
Kita ngadalikeun dirina.
The seventh point in character would be upright.
Katujuh tina karakternya eta tulus.
It means simply doing what is right and just in dealing with other people.
Dan ieu ngalakukeun naon anu leres sareng adil ka jalmi-jalmi sanes.
And then the next word is the word holy.
Eta satrasna nyaeta suci.
We see that word holy in the Bible a lot.
Orang seueur ningali kitab suci dina Alkitab.
In this modern generation we need to understand the meaning of the word holy.
Dina generasi modern orang peryogi ngartos kitab suci.
In the book of Hebrews we read that without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Kitab Ibrani abdi ngaos yen tanpa kesucian jalmi henteu tiasa ningali Gusti.
It means to be set apart unto the Lord.
Ieu hartosna dipasihkeun kanggo Gusti.
Means to be sanctified to his use.
Hartosna disucikeun kanggo diangge ku Gusti.
It means not to be not a lover of the world. The Apostle John wrote, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world."
Rasul Yohanes nyerat, "Ulah mikanya dunya jeung naon nu aya di jerona."
He said, "Further, if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
Karena deui lamun jelema mikanya dunya, pasti kanyah karama moal aya dina dirina.
It's true we're living in this world but not of the world.
Emang leres. Orang hirup di dunia ieu nanging kawitna sanes di dunia ieu.
We're told in Romans 12 not to be conformed to this world.
Radi pasian terang dina Roma 12 beres ulah sarupi sareng dunia ieu.
We are called to be holy.
Ieu disaur kanggo janten jalmi suci.
And this is not just some external holiness.
Ieu sanes mung katingal suci di luar.
This is internal righteousness.
Ieu bebeneran di lebet.
But this internal righteousness will have its outward expression.
Nang beneran dilebet baris katingal kaluar.
The ninth point of character is a lover of what is good.
Poin kasalapan karakternya eta mikaresep naon nu sae.
He loves good things.
Mikaresep perkara-perkara nu sae.
He loves good activities.
Kagiatan-kagiatan nu sae.
He loves good men.
Oke, jalmi-jalmi nu sae.
And certainly he should love the Lord.
Pasti sakedahna mika asih Gusti.
I've spoken in past sessions concerning the elder being a hospitable person.
Hari pareta nyarios dina sesi kapengker ngeunaan kokolot salaku jalmi anu
I will not develop it much because I've already spoken to that.
Abi mangga jelaskeun ieu kumargi abdi parantos ngabahasna.
It means he's fond of having guests.
Artosna anjeunna resep nampi tamu.
He can do a lot of his ministering as he is feeding people, as he's fellowshipping with people.
Dia melakukan seueur pelayanan waktos pasian tuang ka jalmi-jalmi sapertos waktos anjeunna nuju persekutuan sareng jalmi-jalmi.
In fact, the church is held together much by established and maintained relationships.
Buktosna gereja dihijikeun ku hubungan-hubungan nu mantep sareng kapiara.
So leadership should meet personally with the people of the Lord.
Dan pemimpin sakerana pendak secara pribadi sareng jemaah Gusti.
Not just in an impersonal setting like in a church meeting.
Sanes mung dina kanyah resmi dina hiji rapat gereja.
So an elder must be given to hospitality.
Dan saurang kokolot kedah resep akuan katamu.
And then the simple word, the 11th point is gentle.
Satrasna kecap nu sederhananya eta poin ka-11nya eta dareh deh.
He must magnify the balanced personality of Jesus.
Anjeunna kadah ngaluarkeun kapribadian Yesus nu saimbang.
Jesus was often very gentle.
Yesus teh daredeh pisan.
But there were times when he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites."
Jila ka maneh, hei ahli Taurat jeung urang-urang Farisi, maneh urang Farisi nu munafik.
On the Isle of Patmos, as he spoke to John, his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Di Pulau Patmos, waktos anjeunna nyaros ka Yohanes, socana ibarat seuneuh hurung.
It does not mean that an elder should not be firm and resolute in what he believes and preaches.
Sanes kartosna yen saurang kokolot sanes dekinging tegas sareng teguh kana naon nu dipercanten sareng diikutbahkeun.
At the same time, he is instructed to be a gentle person.
Dina waktos anu sami anjeunna kedah janten saurang anu dareh deh.
He must be kind and considerate of persons.
Anjeunna kedah sae sareng pinuh pertimbangan ka jalmi-jalmi.
It's very easy to accidentally wound the people of the Lord.
Sampir pisan kanggo ngadamel jemaah Gusti nyeri hate.
The Bible says he must not be quarrelsome.
Para Alkitab ulah saurang nu resep pasea.
He must supposed to be a man of peace.
Kudu resep akur.
When the eldership of a church meets, they oftentimes discuss some many serious things.
Atawa kalat gereja kempal aranjeunna sering ngas diskusikeun sababaraha hal anu serius.
An elder must be willing to listen to other elders.
Saurang kokolot kedah kersa ngadangukeun kokolot-kolot nu sanesna.
He must listen to their words and understand their hearts.
Kedah ngadangukeun cariosan aranjeunna sareng terang naon nu aya dina manahna.
It's serious when an elder gets quarrelsome in an elders meeting.
Anu serius umpami saurang kokolot pasia dina rapat para kokolot.
And so the Bible says he must not be quarrelsome.
Dan Alkitab ngadawuh yen teu kenging nu resep pasea.
And very close to that is number 13, not quick-tempered.
Caket sareng ieu nomor 13, teu kenging enggal ngambek.
We're supposed to be quick to speak and slow to wrath.
Orang dihadapkeun enggal ngadangu sareng hese kanggo nyesel.
In the book of Ephesians, it is written there that we must be very slow in getting angry.
Dina kitab Efesus diserat yen urang teu kenging enggal ngambek.
It does not mean we don't ever get angry.
Yesana satosna urang teu kantos ngambek.
When Jesus was healing a man with a withered hand, the religious people withstood him.
Atos Yesus nuju ngadamangkeun saurang pemeget nu pananganna lumpuh, ahli-ahli Taurat nuju ngadeg di taketenana.
They didn't like him healing on the Sabbath day.
Aranjeunna henteu resep Yesus ngadamangkeun dina dinten Sabat. Disaurkeun dina pangandika Gusti.
It says in the word of God that he looked upon them with anger.
Anjeunna ningali ka pandangan nu pinuh ambek.
In fact, God is a God that can exercise wrath.
Putusna Gusti teh Gusti nu tiasa ngambek.
But we as persons will be very careful how we handle our anger.
Hayang urang salaku manusia sakedana ati-ati nangani kaambek urang.
An elder must not be quick-tempered.
Urang kekolot nu tekenging enggal ngambek.
He also must not be violent.
Jan ugi henteu kenging ngalakukeun kekerasan.
Another word is not combative.
Eta sanesnya eta teu resep gelut.
And then going on to the next point, not pursuing dishonest gain.
Ka poin satrasna henteu ngudag kauntungan sacara henteu jujur.
In no way does he acquire money dishonestly.
Anjeunna henteu kenging artos ku cara henteu jujur.
He must give a full day's work for a full day's pay.
Kedah mayar nu didamel ku buruh anu pinuh.
If he's in business, he must do business honestly.
Pamianjana bisnis, bisnisna kedah jujur.
Number 15, he's not a lover of money.
Nu ka-15, sanes badega artos.
Nothing wrong with him having money.
Henteu lepat umpami anjeunna ngagaduhan artos.
I've always said it's very unhandy to not have money.
Sok nyaros sesah pisan nulungan umpami urang henteu kagungan artos.
Nothing wrong with money if you don't love it.
Artos henteu lepat umpami urang henteu janten badegana.
What we need is a lot of people who love God more than their money.
Anu kurang diperjuangkeun nyaeta seueur jalmi anu dimikasih Gusti langkung timikasih artosna.
I repeat, it's all right to have money.
Diwihan deui kagungan artos eta sae.
I couldn't be here today without having had money to pay for an airfare.
Tapi moal tiasa aya di dieu umpami henteu aya artos kanggo mayar tiket pesawat terbang.
I want to love God.
Tapi hayang mikasih Gusti.
I want to love my wife.
Mikasih pun bojo.
Love my children.
Pun anak.
Love the church of God.
Gereja Gusti.
But not love money.
Aing henteu mikasih.
And then in the 17th instance, not overbearing.
Contoh ka 17, henteu sok.
That means he's not arrogant.
Artosna henteu sombong.
He's not trying to dominate other people.
Anjeunna henteu ngusahakeun jalmi-jalmi di kawasaan.
One translation says not self-willed.
Hiji terjemahan nyariskeun henteu ka sakahoyong nyalira.
We do have a will.
Urang gaduh kahoyong.
But we must say not our will but his will.
Aing urang kedah nyariosan kahoyong abi nyalira.
We're not to be self-willed.
Urang henteu kenging sakahoyong urang.
And then the 18th under character traits is not given to drunkenness.
Lajengna sifat ka-18 nyaeta sanes tukang mabok.
It's also said not much wine.
Yeuh disaurkeun sanes tukang nginum.
In my thinking I would prefer the elder drink no wine at all.
Jadi mutan abdi langkung resep kokolot nu henteu ngaleueut anggur sama sekali.
In our country I would prefer that they do not drink any intoxicating beverage.
Di negeri abdi langkung resep aranjeunna henteu ngaleueut leueutan nu ngandung alkohol.
But I must leave this with you as it is in your country.
Hayang abdi nyarankeun ka sadere kumargi ieu teh nagara sadere.
Just say what the Bible says.
Munyarkeun naon anu disarukeun ku Alkitab.
Not given to much wine.
Sanes tuang nginum.
And I'll go to his family traits.
Ayeuna abdi baris neraskeun ngeunaan sifat-sifat kulawargana.
An elder acts as a shepherd under the senior shepherd of the church.
Seorang kekolot bertindak salaku seorang gembala di handap gembala senior gereja.
And so the Bible teaches six different traits under family traits.
Dan Alkitab ngawulang genep sifat ngenan sifat dina kulawargana.
The number one is he must be the husband of but one wife.
Maka hijinya eta anjeunna kedah saroge tina hiji istri.
In the Old Testament, some of the patriarchs had more than one wife.
Lami, sabaraha kepala keluarga ngagaduhan langkung ti hiji istri.
Jacob had more than one wife.
Yakub istrina langkung ti hiji.
David had more than one wife.
Jadi sareng Daud.
But in the beginning, God made only one Eve for Adam.
Nanging ti kawit Gusti nyiptakeun mung hiji Hawa kanggo Adam.
In many nations of the world, men have more than one wives even today.
Di saer nagara di dunya pamengket ngagaduhan istri langkung ti hiji di jaman ayeuna.
But I come back to the word of the Lord.
Nanging abdi uih deui kana pangandika Gusti.
And I trust that you will adhere to the word of God when it comes to eldership.
Adi pertanter yang sarek baris ningali kana pangandika Gusti ngeunaan kokolot.
He must be the husband of but one wife.
Anjeunna kedah caroge ti hiji istri.
Concerning his family, he must manage his family well.
Ngeunaan kulawargana anjeunna kedah ngurus kulawargana ku cara sae.
I've said that his family is his first flock.
Kulawarga teh kawanan domba anu ngawitan.
He must manage the finances.
Anjeunna kedah ngurus artos.
He must manage the possessions.
Ngurus harta bandana.
He must conduct the affairs of the home.
Masalah-masalah di bumi.
I don't believe this means that wife does not have a voice in these matters.
Pertanten yen ieu hartosna istri henteu kagungan panten dina hal ieu.
The word of God teaches a man to love his wife.
Pangajarna Gusti ngajarkeun saurang pamaket kedah mikaasi istrina.
Not to dominate his wife.
Kanes ngawasaan istrina.
But the wife is supposed to submit herself to the husband.
Saing istri kedah tunduk ka caraogina.
And our local churches is made up of many families.
Di gereja lokal abdi ngawangun ka sababaraha kulawarga.
And an elder must be the head of his family.
Sareng kokolot kedah janten kepala kulawarga.
His children must obey him with proper respect.
Palaputrana kedah taat ka anjeunna ku rasa hormat nu wajar.
Now in our church in Anchorage we've had some serious problems here.
Dan di gereja abdi ngagaduhan sababaraha masalah anu serius.
We have a Christian school with some 365 students in it.
Abdi gaduh hiji sekolah Kristen, muridna 365 jalmi.
So you really get to know the children in school.
Kita sadaya kedah kenal murangkali di sekolah.
In two different instances I can recall to mind, we had children who became disobedient.
Dua contoh nu benten nu tiasa abdi imutnya aya murangkali anu henteu taat.
And began to bring reproach upon the elder.
Rengawitan ngahina kokolot.
One of the qualifications under family traits is children must not be open to the charge of being wild.
Salah satu syarat di keluarganya eta murangkali teu tiasa dituduh hirup teu tertib.
His children are not open to the charge of being disobedient.
Murangkali ieu teu tiasa dituduh teu taat.
So these children have become wild and disobedient.
Dan murangkali ieu para parantos liar sareng teu taat.
We gave a space of time for that to be corrected.
Aranjeunna dipasihan waktu kanggo memperbaiki dirina.
These children were giving great troubles to the school.
Barangkali ieu seueur nyesahkeun di sakola.
It began to be a reproach to our church.
Aranjeunna ngawitan janten saurang ngahina di gareja.
We had elders whose children were wild and disobedient.
Aya kokolot anu murangkalihna liar sareng teu taat.
And they had become seriously disobedient.
Aranjeunna leres-leres kurang ajar.
And the net result was that these elders resigned from being elders.
Tarat-tarat ieu kedah ditedunan waktos kokolot disahkeun.
These qualifications must be adhered to when the elder is ordained.
Tarat-tarat ieu kedah ditedunan waktos kokolot ngalayanan di gareja.
But these qualifications must be adhered to and maintained as the elder serves the church.
Salaku tambihan ngeunaan kulawarga murangkalih kedah percanten ka Yesus.
And then this addition concerning his family, his children must be believers. Essentially, his children are Christian.
Intina murangkalih teh urang Kristen.
Also, there are some qualifications concerning his abilities.
Okay, ayah sebeberapa syarat ngenaan katiasa-katiasana.
The first one, he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message.
Kukahiji anjeunna kedah nyepeng pageuh pangandika Gusti.
He simply must hold to the truth of the Word of God.
Secara sederhana, hanya nyepeng karena kebenaran pangadika Gusti.
The second ability is he must be able to teach.
Kedua, kedah tiasa ngawulang.
Now I'd like to address this in more detail.
Tapi badai ngabahas langkung rinci.
It does not necessarily mean he has to become an Ephesians 4:11 teacher.
Sartosna anjeunna kedah janten guru sapertosina Efesus 4 ayat 11.
I do not believe he necessarily has to even be able to teach such as I am teaching today.
Abdi teu percanten anjeunna kedah tiasa ngawulang sapertos abdi ngawulang dina dinten ieu.
Teaching is done in various settings.
Pengajaran tiasa dilakukan dina kayaan kumaha bae.
We have a man in our church in Anchorage who would be not good speaking as I am today.
Aya anggota gereja di Akrot nu henteu tiasa nyero sapertos abdi.
But he can have 5 or 10 people in a closed setting and teach them very well.
Aya anjeunna tiasa ngawulang 5 tetapi 10 jalmi sareng ngawulang aranjeunna teh sae pisan.
He can take 3 or 4 people out to dinner and speak to them across the dinner table and speak to them and teach them very well.
Aya tiasa nyandak 3 tetapi 4 jalmi kanggo tuang wengi sareng nyeros di meja makan sareng ngawulang aranjeunna sae pisan.
Nevertheless, the Word of God says he must be able to teach.
Sanaos pangajar Gusti nyeros anjeunna kedah tiasa ngawulang.
Also, in keeping with this, he must be able to encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose.
Oke, saluyu sareng ieu anjeunna kedah tiasa ngingetkeun jalmi-jalmi ku doktrin nu leres sareng nentang doktrin-doktrin nu lepat.
Not only would he hold faithfully to the trustworthy word, but he must be able to withstand those who are speaking against the word.
Anes mung tiasa sareng tiasa dipercanten nanging anjeunna kedah tiasa mayunan aranjeunna nu nentang pangandika Gusti.
I have another point I'd like to mention here and really emphasize.
Tapi aya poin sanes di dieu anu bade disebatkeun sareng leres di.
This is his qualification that says he must not be a recent convert.
Ieu teh syaratna disaurkeun anjeunna sanes saurang anu nembe tobat.
In the Old Testament, being an elder was much dependent upon the age of the elder.
Dina Perjanjian Lama, janten saurang kokolot teueur gumantung kana yuswa kokolot eta.
Perhaps in where you live, in your portion of the world, being an elder means you must be an old man.
Panginten di tempat sadrek linggi, di bagian dunia sadrek janten kokolot kartosna sadrek parantos sepuh.
This has to do with spiritual maturity.
Ia kaitana sareng kadewasaan rohani.
Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30.
Yesus ngawitan pelayananna di yuswa 30 taun.
I've known some mature men at the age of 25.
Abdi ngenal sabaraha pamenggat anu dewasa rohanina yuswana 25.
I'd like to give you an illustration concerning that.
Abdi bari masian sadaya kiji gambaran ngenaan ieu.
You may have a man who gets saved when he's 65 years old.
Sadaya panginten kenal saurang pamenggat nu dislametkeun waktu yuswana 65 taun.
And so when he's 67, he's 2 years old in the Lord.
Dan waktu anjeunna yuswa 67, anjeunna nembe 2 taun di lebet Gusti.
But you have a man who is a Christian, he's 25 years old and been saved for 10 years.
Neng aya saurang pamenggat yuswana 25 taun sareng parantos dislametkeun salami 10 taun.
He's older in the Lord than the man who is 67.
Anjeunna langkung sepuh di lebet Gusti tibatan pamenggat yuswana 67.
Also, spiritual maturity does not go right along with natural age.
Dan kedewasaan rohani henteu di sajalan sareng yuswa.
You can find a person that's been saved for 5 years and has grown remarkably.
Ada biasa mendakan seorang anu parantos diselamatkan selama 5 tahun sareng tumuwuh secara luar biasa.
And you may find a person that's been saved for 5 years and still an infant in the Lord.
Ada biasa mendakan seorang anu parantos diselamatkan selama 5 tahun sareng tetap janten orok di lebet Gusti.
Nevertheless, this elder must not be a recent convert.
Ari kumaha bae kokolot teu kenging anu nembe tobat.
But I emphasize again that in the New Testament, eldership is dependent upon spiritual maturity.
Aing abdi nekeunkeun deui dina kokolot perjanjian enggal, ieu didasarkan kana kadewasaan rohani.
I'd like to draw your attention to 1 Timothy 5, verses 20 and 21.
Pribadi menarik perhatian saya sederek karena 1 Timotius 5 ayat 20 dan 21.
1 Timothy 5, verse 20.
1 Timotius 5 ayat 20.
This has to do with elders.
Ia kedah dilakukan ku para kokolot.
Those whose sin are to be rebuked publicly, so that others may take warning.
Anu telah salah boleh kerken baik dosana sina kanyahuan ku sararia sangkan nusetian uke sariunun.
And then he said further in verse 21, I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism.
Ayat 21, Bapak meridih ka hidup demi Allah jeung demi Yesus Kristus kitu deui malaikat-malaikat anu saruci. Jalankan ia katang tuan teh kanut karitu tong asa-asa jeung ulah berat sabelah.
If an elder keeps on sinning, he has to be removed as an elder.
Pami saurang kokolot teras ngalakukeun dosa anjeunan teu tiasa janten kokolot deui.
I say it again like in persistent sinning.
Pami disarukeun di dieu umpami teras-terasan ngalakukeun dosa.
Then he must be rebuked publicly.
Anjana kada ditegor di payunan sadaya jalmi.
That other people will fear.
Beras nusanesna sarieuneun.
And we're told to do this without partiality.
Dan dipasian terang ulah berat sabelah.
And without favoritism.
Henteu aya sangkaan.
This is a very hard thing to do.
Ieu teh pisan dilakukeun.
Not too long ago, I had a situation where I had to do this. I won't go into the detail, but I had to say in the front of many people, you have done terrible things and brought reproach against the name of Jesus. It was a great grief in my heart to do it. But immediately afterward, I told him according to 2 Corinthians 2, I love you and I forgive you. Some who have once been elders and have been removed as elders because of sin can be restored.
Beberapa jalmi anu kantos janten kokolot sareng henteu janten kokolot deui kumargi dosa tiasa dipulihkeun.
1st they're restored to the Lord.
Ngawitan anjeunna dipulihkeun kanggo Gusti.
They're restored to the wife and family.
Kanggo istri sareng kulawargana.
Restored to the local church.
Kanggo gereja lokal.
But they must again fulfill the biblical qualifications to be restored to ministry.
Engarajana kedah nadunan syarat Alkitab kangge dipulihkeun dina pelayanan.
As I bring this session to a conclusion, I would like to emphasize some other points.
Sementara abdi nyimpulkeun sesi ieu, abdi baris nekeunkeun sababaraha poin deui.
I emphasize the words of Jesus that the greatest among you are your servants.
Abdi nekeunkeun dawuhan Yesus yen saha bae anu pangagengna di antara maneh sing jadi pelayan maneh.
Elders are not to lord it over the people of God.
Para kokolot henteu marentah jamaah.
They are to serve the people of God.
Aranjeunna ngalayanan jemaah Gusti.
The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church.
Rasul Paulus nyarat ka gereja di Korinta.
And he urged them to agree with one another.
Ngadorong aranjeunna kanggo rukun saurang sareng nusanesna.
He told them to be united in mind and in thought.
Miwarang aranjeunna ngahiji sahate sapikir.
And so I urge elders to come into unity.
Enten abdi ngadorong para kokolot kanggo ngahiji.
And be of the same mind and thought concerning the things of God in your church.
Sareng sahate sapikir ngeunaan perkara-perkara Gusti di gereja saderek.
Be of the same doctrine in your church.
Kadu doktrin nusami di gereja saderek.
Be of the same philosophy of ministry in the church.
Kadu filsafat pelayanan nusami di gereja saderek.
Have the vision of the church.
Kaduhan visi gereja.
Now, it's also required that servants of the Lord be found faithful.
Janten pelayan-pelayan Gusti oge peryogi satia.
I believe there are more qualifications than those written in just the scriptures I have read.
Pripacantan jeung seueur syarat lain dina ayat-ayat anu parantos ku abdi diaos.
I'd like to speak just from a personal level for a few moments as I conclude.
Nya secara pribadi dina beberapa menit ieu samentawis abdi nyimpulkeun.
I believe the elder should love the senior minister of the church.
Imutan abdi para kokolot sakedahna mikasih pandita senior gareja.
I believe he should love the minister's wife. I have a hard time working with a man that says he loves me and doesn't love my wife. Like some people say, I love the Lord, but I don't like his church. That's like saying, I love the Lord, but I can't stand his bride. I like to have an elder love me and love my wife. And I'd like to have him love my children. And willing to work in accord with me as God leads the church. I know that I have not covered everything concerning biblical eldership. But I want to make it plain that you really adhere to the qualifications for an elder. If you do it with great exactness, you'll save yourself a great deal of trouble. And you'll bring a great deal of blessing into your local church as you have proper elders in your church.
Kapkeun berkah nu ageung di gereja lokal, patos saderek ngagaduhan para kekolot nu pas di gereja lokal saderek.
And God bless you and thank you for listening.
Dan Gusti ngaberkahan saderek sareng hatur nuhun kumargi parantos ngadangukeun.